You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I read all sorts of interesting stories about what people are doing with their Christmas trees. One is that let me just say he's an acquaintance. I wouldn't say he's a friend, but he's a Facebook friend. And he posted some photo. It says that his wife was upset because he was decorating the Christmas tree. They had the regular stuff on there, the ornaments and the garland or whatever, and they had a star up at the top, blah, blah, blah. But he had a variety of what he considered rare beer cans empty that were hanging at various points on the tree.
All right.
And the whole argument, and then there must have been like 65 comments on there from people about A, how it was creative, or B, how it was disrespectful, or C, I mean, you know, it's like every comment you can think of. Because he's hanging beer cans on his Christmas tree.
My goodness.
To which I say, who cares?
Who cares? It's your tree.
Yeah, why would anyone care what you put on your tree? I mean, you could go hang, you know, Johnsonville brats from your tree.
Which I highly recommend.
And who cares?
I had a friend who did a similar thing. They had like a man tree, and it was like with beer cans and shotgun shells and... You know, old tobacco, you know, canisters. And I mean, it truly was tacky, but again, it's just kind of like.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a guy tree.
We're not saying that what these people are doing isn't tacky.
You're not going to win any awards or anything. This isn't a Christmas tree contest.
Right.
But the oddest
things.
I did throw that up on my Facebook today. The question is, what is the weird/unique/strange things you have hanging on your Christmas tree? And I was trying to think of my own. I don't really have anything too crazy. We still do the G.I. Joe thing every year where I have a little G.I. Joe guy that I put up on the star. He's still up there watching over everything. The most unique things, I think I have these little Sesame Street plastic little finger puppet things from when I was a baby that I have on the tree. Surprise, surprise. That's the one thing I put on there. Couple of the funny things rolling in on Facebook. Glenda says, we have a roll of double-sided tape. 13 years ago, my son wanted to put his first ornament on the tree, and his sister wouldn't let him, so he grabbed the tape and put it on the tree. 13 years later, it goes on our tree every single year. That's from Glenda.
Ornament or the double-sided tape?
The double-sided tape is the ornament. Because 13 years ago, the sister wouldn't let him hang any ornaments, so he grabbed tape and hung it up.
Oh.
And now it's been a thing every single year.
What's this? There's some sort of cultural thing about hanging pickles from the tree. Do you remember that?
I was getting a lot of pickles. Yeah, a lot of people hanging pickles.
Now,
somebody
once told me that that's a German tradition.
Really?
And I would have to research that again, but the hanging of the pickle.
Or put a real pickle in there. I don't know. Stink it up a little bit.
No, I think that's what they do.
Oh, it's a real pickle?
I think so. Look, I could be wrong. I'm not German.
Doesn't it go bad?
Well, I mean,
can it still be a tradition if you put a fake pickle on there?
I mean, if you dried it out, I mean, for what, 3-4 weeks, it would probably be
a little gross-looking dried pickle.
Maybe it's a plastic pickle. Hold on.
I would think at this point you could put plastic pickles on there.
Pickle on.
Because if you have pets, pets love pickles, right? What a predicament.
It says that Germans hang a pickle-shaped glass ornament on the Christmas tree hidden away, so it's difficult to find. The first child to find it on Christmas morning gets a special treat or an extra present.
Or a spanking.
So you're playing, really, if you stop and think about it, you're playing hide the pickle.
You're so playing that, yes.
And
it's a family tradition.
Let's leave that right there.
The kids love it.
I had some friends of mine, dear friends of mine, that their tradition like that, and I'm getting away from the Christmas tree now, though, was to hide a tiny almond inside the big bowl of mashed potatoes that they serve for Christmas.
Right.
So, you know, everyone's passing around the turkey, the ham, or whatever, and the big thing of mashed potatoes. You're not allowed to dig through that. You just take a spoon, and you put your dollop of mashed potatoes on your plate. But whoever ends up with the almond in there, they got an extra present that was just wrapped and sitting under the tree that would be good for anybody, you know, like a gift card or something.
I would do it as the almond is a bad thing. Whoever finds the almond gets to do the dishes. Or goes out back and scoops dog poop, you know?
Or has to clean up all the Christmas wrapping paper.
Yes, the goal is not to get the almond. Becca sent a picture, and she's got little slices of, like, toast, it looks like, on her tree.
Okay.
And she says, the year we lost bread, I'm gluten intolerant. So they hung pieces of bread all over the tree.
It almost feels like that would be taunting her. Look you at walk what by you and can't have.
There's a little bite out of one of the pieces. There's a ton rolling in. You want to, should we get some calls and we can go over some more of these? Let's get some calls.
We want to know the oddest thing that you hang on your Christmas tree, or you know somebody who did this.
Yeah.
And you've always thought it was so strange. But again, hey, people are different. My favorite is the way Amanda writes this. She goes, my aunt was from Eastern Europe and she would hang pictures of dead ancestors on her tree. And it was really creepy.
The eyes follow you as you open your gifts.
Yeah. If you've got like photos from like people from the 1800s.
That's creepy.
Staring out from your tree.
Yeah. No.
If you roll in others before we go to phones.
From Facebook, Samantha says we have a jar with a fake turd in it. Why not up your game and put a real one in there? Greg says he posted a picture too. It's a Santar. Not a centaur, but a Santar, half horse, half Santa.
That's actually pretty clever.
Lisa says, we have an ornament of a smiling Jesus on a cross made by my daughter when she was a child. Clearly, we weren't doing a great job with religious education. Yeah, wrong holiday, and he's smiling. So, no, I don't know about that one.
Let's go to the phones. Nisa, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hey, there. All right, the odd thing that you've got on your tree.
Oh, we have a sock.
Why? Why do you have a sock?
My mom hates it. when we were little, we had a two-story house in this, like, Clark Griswold ginormous tree. And my brother threw his laundry, and his sock landed on the top, and no one could reach it. And it just stayed there all season, and now
it.
We do it every year.
I love this. I love it. That's what I'm talking about.
That is a beautiful family tradition because you have a story and it ties your family together.
And it's the same sock, that. Right?
I hope it's been washed, but it is the same sock.
Same sock. Fantastic.
A big tube sock from the 80s. So.
Even better.
I love it. Nisa, have a great day. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
I appreciate you. Here's Sarah. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, what's hanging there?
So it's not my tree, but it's my boyfriend's tree. They hang spiders from their tree. It's a German tradition, and it brings good luck.
Doesn't it have something to do with the tinsel or something? Or
you know, I don't know. I found out about it when I went to the Renaissance Festival this year. They said that it's a German tradition, and they put spiders on the tree.
Why is everything a German tradition? The pickle was a German tradition, too.
Heather wrote
because
in.
Because us Germans are cool.
Heather wrote in
is
on
that
Facebook.
Why?
Yes.
She says, a large beaded spider to represent the old German tale of how tinsel started. So there you go.
Well, according to the Today Show, spider ornaments on Christmas trees are actually a Ukrainian tradition.
Whoa. So
it's German, Ukrainian, and Poland. So it's all three of them. If you look it up, yes. It's all three.
Sarah, thank you for calling. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Stay safe.
Bye.
Thank you. Let's let Josh know that we will not be taking line four.
Why? That's hilarious. What's wrong with that?
Heidi, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi.
What do you got?
We have a competition to find the most hideous deer ornament that you possibly can.
Deer as in the, like, reindeer kind of thing?
Yes.
And okay. what's the hideous one this year?
I found one that has weird fur all over it. It's like a big cowl, almost like a lion.
That is weird. So do you have, like, just a ton of ugly deer all over your tree then?
We do. My mom and I found this one year that was like knit like a sweater, but it had a huge badonkada for no particular reason.
Okay.
And then the next year we found a similar one that was like a modification of that. And then it just became a competition. So every year my mom, my sister, and I compete for who can find the ugliest deer, and now all of our trees are covered in.
I like these family deer. Things that just carry on from year to year.
Send us a picture of that. I want to see it.
I will.
Yeah. Heidi, thanks for being on the show. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Welcome. And Jeremy and I are going to have to agree to disagree on line 4. I know it's unique.
It must be a family tradition.